It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New Jersey enacted several measures to protect residents from eviction during the pandemic, but time is running out for tenants to take advantage of the state's rental assistance program. Joining us now to discuss the latest is WNYC's Karen Yee. Hello.
Hey, David.
Now, New York's eviction moratorium expires in mid-January. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, renter protections have a lot of moving parts. The moratorium already expired for some people, but not for others. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, it can be a little bit confusing. So for higher income tenants, that's people earning between 80 to 120% of their county's median income, they're no longer protected from eviction. That ended in August. There is still a ban on kicking out lower income renters from their homes through December 31st, and that applies to people making less than 80% of the area median income. And one important thing that I want to underscore is that the moratoriums only apply in cases where the tenant hasn't paid rent or is late on a payment, and those are typically the bulk of eviction cases. So evictions have proceeded and can proceed for issues unrelated to non-payment, so for damaging property or being convicted for certain crimes related to the property or for disorderly conduct. And of course, you know, advocates have told us in a few cases, tenants have been illegally kicked out by their landlords.
Well, the end dates for the eviction moratorium were negotiated under a new law that Governor Phil Murphy signed earlier this year. What other protections are included in the law?
The most important one is that even when this eviction ban lifts, landlords still won't be able to kick someone out for not paying rent during the moratorium. So, for example, if you're a low-income renter, that means you can't get evicted for not paying your rent due to COVID between March 2020 and December 2021. Hmm. For higher earners, you're safe if you haven't paid rent between last March and August of this year. But I say all of this with a huge asterisk. To be protected under this, tenants need to fill out a form that certifies your income and confirms three things: that you are a renter impacted by the pandemic and you couldn't pay rent because of it, and you applied for rental assistance. So once you fill out that form, then that gets sent to the courts, and if you have an eviction proceeding filed against you or one that will be filed against you, your case will be dismissed, usually within 2 weeks of the courts getting that form.
That's interesting. What does that mean for landlords then? How will they be able to recoup rent that they might be owed?
This was also outlined in that law that Murphy signed this year. Landlords can get their money back by suing for it in civil court. They just can't evict somebody over this owed rent from the pandemic. So we still don't have numbers on how many landlords have taken this route, but I spoke to Derek Reed. He's an attorney and board member of the Property Owners Association in New Jersey. He says landlords aren't eager to sue their tenants and are really trying to encourage renters to apply for rental aid.
The application for the rental assistance can't be completed without the tenant's cooperation, and vice versa. That's really the best way to address this situation from both sides, from both the landlord and tenant side, is to access this rental assistance that's still out there.
But he says some landlords have complained that they can't get their tenants to apply.
How long do people have left to apply for that assistance?
The last day to apply for aid through the state program is December 15th. But remember, there's also city and county programs that are distributing federal money. Some of those programs, like Jersey City, have already closed. Newark's, meanwhile, they're open until January 7th, but really check with your individual county or city. Hmm. I spoke to Matt Shapiro. He's the president of the New Jersey Tenants Association, and he's urging renters who haven't applied to do so ASAP.
Apply for every place that you can possibly apply for. Don't leave any stone unturned. There are going to be plenty of tenants left out in the cold, and our focus is to try to minimize that number of tenants that actually ends up being put out of their homes.
So if you have missed rental payments, you need to apply for rental assistance and fill out a certification form. Do we know how many forms have been submitted?
Not as many as housing advocates had hoped for. Almost 13,000 certification forms have been filled out, according to the state. And to put that in context, there are more than 80,000 eviction cases that have been filed during the pandemic. So while landlords couldn't kick anyone out, they could start the process, the eviction process in court by filing an action. But only about 2,400 cases have been dismissed due to these certification forms. And the reason we're seeing some discrepancies in the numbers is, you know, we might have 13,000 people filling out the forms, but not all of them may have an active case, which is why we've only seen about 2,400 dismissed.
Okay, so looking ahead, what is going to happen in January of 2022 once the moratoriums expire and the window to apply for the pandemic rental assistance closes? That's just about a month from now. There might still be people struggling to make ends meet.
Right. That's a really big concern for people who, you know, may just be getting back on their feet, having to pay some of their back rent and pay new rent. They might not make it through. So there is another program that's also part of this law that Murphy signed that allocates an additional $500 million to prevent evictions. And the state says that the window to apply for this is also December 15th. So you still have to apply in the next few weeks. And the key here is that the state confirmed to me that this will primarily be used to cover future rent starting in January. And this will be crucial for people that are digging out from the pandemic still.
Okay, WNYC's Karen Yee covers New Jersey. Karen, thank you for your reporting.
Thanks, David.